Welcome to today's Sims Custom Wash, Let's Talk Knoxville. I'm Nathan Sage. On today's program, we speak to Knoxville City Manager Aaron Adams about Monday's special City Council meeting. If you could, Aaron, go through Monday's special meeting, the whole process and what it was like and what it means for the city moving forward after picking Megan Sir.
Sure. So the process really started when Councilmember Allspot Klein moved out of the area and therefore had to resign her seat. And once she let us know that and that became official, the city was really given two choices. And this is a little different than your traditional election that would occur in November. So in this instance, what it means is there are two options that the city can go forward with. And the first is for a special election. And the second is for the city council to vote amongst themselves and make an appointment for the remainder of that term. With this specific seat, it is up for election again in November, and so that means that the public will go ahead and vote on that seat in November. But for the meantime, the options are the special election or appointment by council. And when the council elects to make that appointment, the public always has the ability to fill out a petition and to request a special election versus the appointment. In this case, we haven't received anything, and I haven't heard anything in the community about wanting a special election. I think especially in this circumstance, the appointment really makes a lot of sense. The term is only for about 8 more months, and the costs associated with a special election are in the neighborhood of about $6,000. And so I think a lot of folks would rather see the $6,000 saved and to use the appointment mechanism. And so as part of that, we start with opening it up that anyone who has an interest of serving on the council could contact us as the city and supply any materials such as a cover letter or letter of interest, we called it. A lot of folks opted to provide their resume as well for the council to review. And then based on that, they were invited back for an interview. And so we had four folks at Monday night's meeting who came and were interviewed. I would just say we had four outstanding candidates. We were really happy to have a good reaction and such strong candidates to come out. I think we could have ended up four different ways, and all of them would have worked out well for this city. So we were really pleased to see that. And ultimately, what happened, the council narrowed it down to two with Dylan Morse and Megan Sir, and she edged him out in the end, and that was the council's choice.
So now moving forward with Megan Sir as that choice, what will happen at the following city council meeting on Monday, the regular scheduled one? Is there any chance something could change, or is it set in stone Megan Sir is going to be on the city council?
That's a good question. So our next regular council meeting will be Monday, May 1st. And at that point, the council will vote. This will be actually the first items on the agenda will be to vote to appoint her, and then she'll be sworn in. At this point, nothing is official. And so what we did, this is sort of gets into the semantics of how it works, but we used last night's meeting as a work session, meaning that council couldn't vote at that meeting. It was just to have the discussion. And that's, you know, there's nothing wrong with that. It just means that the official vote will take place on Monday, May 1st. So there is a possibility that council folks could have a change of heart and change their vote. I sort of tried to express last night how that would not necessarily be in the best interest of the city, and that they really would be better off to come to consensus last night, just because of some of the logistics and the timing that the state imposes, that it would be better to go ahead and make that decision and make more of a commitment. You know, just as a clarification, it would, one council member could vote against that appointment, and that wouldn't be enough to stop it. It would take two, and so it would become a 2-2 vote, which is a fail. And so as long as three of the council members stick with Megan, she will be the choice. I think the discussion was positive and productive last night. I don't see that happening, but it is a possibility. Nothing is yet set in stone. And so we're still sort of working under the assumption, though, that the discussion last night leads to her appointment at our next regular scheduled council meeting. And that will sort of complete that process as she is voted to be appointed and then sworn in by the mayor. That sort of brings closure to it. And so she'll actually be able to sit with the rest of the council after she is sworn in and participate in the rest of Monday night's meeting.
That was today's Sims Custom Wash, Let's Talk Knoxville. Your business isn't clean until it's Sims Custom Wash Clean. Call Corey today at 780-6039.